and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba. I'm the Senior Area Director. And with me today, I have our Executive Director, Vince Vigneri. Vince, I always say, how are you doing today? So I'm going to, how are things going?
Things are going very well, Brandon. How are things going for you?
Good, really good.
I like that.
No complaints. We got to mix it up a little, right? So we're rocking in the studio here, which is a very fancy studio, by the way. And we are rounding up our series of core values. And as all of them that we've done, we want to keep the core values top of mind. So Vince, why don't you run us through those and then we'll talk about what we're going to focus on today.
Absolutely. Well, our first core value, again, is giver's gain. Then we have building relationships. And we paired those two together because they talk about the philosophy and the mission of BNI. Then we went into traditions plus innovation and lifelong learning. And we talked about the traditions of BNI, and there are many. We talked about how things have become easier, so to speak, because of innovation. And that led us right into this podcast, actually, lifelong learning. That's why we have it. That's why you're listening to it. It's about continually investing in yourself. Our next one is positive attitude. And as a reminder, we keep positive attitude as an underlying factor for all of these core value podcasts that we've done, because it is important for everybody to maintain a positive attitude. We hear it all the time, attitude, attitude, attitude. And then last but not least, and these are the two core values that were added more recently, and these are the last two that we're going to talk about, and that is accountability and recognition.
And what I like about these two is it's always been a part of BNI. Accountability is a huge part of BNI. Recognition is a big part. But now we have them in our core values. You will see them. You will hear them. But they play into everything, really. And I will start with the accountability side, right? And people don't like to be held accountable. Is that a true story?
I always am, when I'm talking about this particular core value in a face-to-face training, you know, I remind people the majority of BNI members are entrepreneurs, they're business owners, they're empowered sales professionals. So when you think about those three types of people, and again, that's the majority of BNI members, not all, but the majority come from those three areas. They're there for a reason. They don't necessarily want to, quote unquote, answer to a boss. They want to make their own way and make their own living and profitability. And so when you think about that, that's why they're independent. Mm-hmm. But even those individuals need accountability. They need a coach. They need someone to help them stay on track, stay on focus. So, you know, just like you mentioned, accountability has always been a piece of BNI. And probably the simplest, for lack of a better term, tradition when you think of accountability is the vice president tracking attendance, your membership committee reviewing applications and reviewing the classification for which you applied in your chapter. Those are all ways that accountability was always part of BNI. Now, when we talk about people not necessarily liking to be held accountable, those are the things that make BNI successful. Those are the things that make individuals successful. When they have an accountability coach or an accountability partner, just to simply say, hey, Brandon, how are you doing on this project? And Brandon to say, hey, Vince, how are you doing on this project? People hold each other accountable. And go back to building relationships. These are people that you're seeing week in and week out. You're building a relationship with them, and more than likely, you can find your accountability partner in there, mm-hmm. in your chapter. They're probably right in front of you. So when you think about accountability, think outside the box. Think about it in the positive aspects of the word, how we hold each other accountable to give referrals to one another. Giver's gain, how we hold each other accountable to doing one-to-ones, building relationships, how we hold each other accountable to being present and participatory at the meeting, traditions plus innovation. Those are all different core values that accountability touches. So I think accountability is obviously so important in B&I, but I think too many people, when you ask them, so Brandon, what's the easiest way to describe accountability in the chapter? People will automatically say the vice president's report, the attendance, the things that have more of a negative connotation. Think about accountability from the higher goals that you're able to set by being in a B&I chapter with these other professionals that you're building relationships with to grow your business. Think about it from that standpoint, and that you have these people as your accountability partners.
There was a member that told me kind of a personal story. Well, not necessarily a story, but he said that when it comes time for renewal, it's always something that you think of, right? Is B&I working? Do I renew? And he says it's getting easier and easier every year. But he cannot think of anything else that he would commit to and actually stick with weekly that would not only help him in his business, but also personal development. And I feel accountability is the underline of that, because he's being held accountable to go to the meetings, to participate and take part in the activities that do that. It benefits your business, but then it benefits you personally as a professional.
Yeah, when you look at other organizations that you may be a part of, there isn't always that accountability piece or that underlying value of each other helping each other out. Now I just mentioned the mission statement, helping. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable how these core values go so well together. So let's talk about recognition.
Well, I'd like to recognize how well you tied in the core values to the accountability. Because in our day in and day out, and here's the story I always share. So as a salesperson, and not even as a business owner, but as a salesman selling countertops, I had this awesome month. And I blew my goals out of the water about halfway through the month. And so midday or so, last contract came in, I got everything processed, and I walked into my boss's office and I'm like, hey, guess where I'm at with my goals and guess what my sales are at? And in the back of my mind, I was really thinking he would look at me and go, you know what, Brandon, take the rest of the day off. But instead I got the, great, so what are your new goals this month? And for me, I'm like, can't you just recognize the greatness that's happening right now? And I know as a sales professional that happens, but business owners don't even get that. I mean, maybe a little, I don't know, gold statue or a class statue that you get at a conference or something for something your business did, but your day in and day out, those little successes, they don't always get recognized. So that's why I think recognition is very important in a B&I setting, because like you said, a lot of these people are business owners, sales professionals. That's a majority of our members. And how great is it to get recognized for the things you do well?
Well, and there's so many different ways that recognition is really used in B&I. As simple as recognizing our members that pass the most referrals. We're a referral organization. We want to recognize those people. We're a membership organization. We want to recognize the people that brought the most visitors. We want to recognize the people that were responsible for the most thank you for closed business. We do that by using our notable networker certificates, an award that says, congratulations, Brandon, you brought the most referrals, or you were responsible for the most closed business, or you passed the most referrals. That's a form of recognition. But there are other ways that we recognize people. We do recognition when we are giving a testimonial. Whether it's a testimonial about a referral or a testimonial about a one-to-one that you did and something that you learned, that's a form of recognition. There's other ways that we recognize people, but recognition of our goals in our gains profile when we sit down and do one-to-ones, of our accomplishments, those are all ways that we have recognition as part of B&I. Gains profile, our goals and our accomplishments, interests, networks, and skills, that's nothing new in B&I. But when you really dive into what that's about, it's about recognition. It's about recognizing a common piece that you and someone else may have. It's about recognizing the feats and the accomplishments for which the people you're building relationships with have already done and accomplished, or where they want your help, accountability with, where they want to go. So recognition really does intertwine a lot of these, just like accountability does. And accountability and recognition go hand in hand, again, because our vice presidents, the things that they're tracking are the things that we're recognizing the members for. And the things that you're doing for one another are the things that are being recognized. You're helping each other, which goes back to our mission statement. You're giving to one another, which goes back to our philosophy. And I can go on and on with the core values and how they are intertwined within one another. But recognition is something people enjoy. It's something people want. It's something people are driven by and driven towards.
And even out of the BNI context, I've seen this at chapter meetings. One of the members had an article about their business in a newspaper, and I saw another member cut it out, laminate it, and bring it to the meeting and give it to them. That's awesome. I have signed quite a few, well, I shouldn't say quite a few, but sympathy cards, birthday cards that go around the chapter because they're recognizing somebody's birthday. They're recognizing maybe a loss to somebody. So I see the recognition go even further than the basics of BNI. And this is even in maybe a newer chapter that I've seen this done. So it's not, oh, well, we have tradition. We've done this for years. It's, no, we recognize our members for the great things or even maybe the hardships that they take on in life. And that's huge.
Sounds like huge. You've just talked about relationships and traditions and innovation without saying them outright.
Well, thank you for pointing that out, though.
I was recognizing it.
It's getting thick, folks. All right. So with that, that wraps up our series of the core values. This is something that, like I said, we talk about at our trainings, our face-to-face trainings that we do. But we wanted to give an opportunity to bring that education to the members that maybe have not attended specific leadership trainings, things on those lines, and really give a why behind them. Just give you a little bit more in depth on that. So, once again, these podcasts are for the members. So if there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, I say this was a pretty good series. What do you think?
I think it was a great series. I'm glad we did it, and I hope you all take away how important BNI is to you, to us. The core values are there because BNI is an accountable organization that helps you with your business.
Awesome. We look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.